If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The Chicago Blackhawks are back on United Center Ice tonight to take on the big bad Bruins, who after losing to the Hawks in overtime in Boston on the Mom Strip, are here to take those points back. And the Hawks simply can't allow that, as they can pick up points on the entire Western Conference with a win here tonight. Now to center ice we go. And Carpenter's actually going to take the opening draw against one of the best in the business. Bergeron, the drop of the puck, and the Bruins get control. Carlo back in the Boston zone. In front of the net, Doc got the puck, gave it there. DeBrincat shoots, he scores! The Cat connects on the power play. The Hawks won, the Bruins no score. Doc at the top of the crease and hit him with a pass. Doc got steamrolled on the play, but left the puck there for DeBrincat, who finished it off with a power play goal. 1-0 Hawks. And behind the Hawk net, Sean Corrali being battled for by Duncan Keith. Corrali escapes right circle, shoots and scores. But Corrali just did sort of a 180 spin and freed himself. Got some room in the right wing circle, turned around and fired a wrist shot. I don't know if it hit somebody in front or maybe it hit Leonard Stick, but it went in the back of the Hawk net and we're tied at one. Carrying out of the Bruins zone. The Hawk line, lost it along the near boards. Mata with a hustling play, pushes to center ice and draws a penalty from Prue. Cajula into the Bruins zone, Sidney scores! Great Cajula! And now the goal is being washed out. The goal is being washed out. The washout signal from one of the referees. This is referee Peter McDougal. He gives the washout signal. I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, I need an explanation on this one.
There's no goal on the play. The whistle had gone.
Whistle had gone? Where would the whistle have gone?
Kane streaming through center ice to Doc over the Bruin line, right wing side. Fed it back. Here's Keith on the drive, and that deflects wide of the net. 2 seconds left. Throw from the right point. Fires! And that hit Doc in front. He was cross-checked from behind into the back by Carlo, right into the path of the shot. Regulation ends. The Hawks do get a point out of this, but you can hear the boos. 21,472. Very unhappy with that call. McAvoy back to get it. He'll pass it ahead to Krejci. Racing through center ice over the Hawk line. Fed the left circle to Brusky. Put it to the net. They score.
Terrible line change by the Blackhawks. Got caught in the line change and a 3-on-1. This place is going to get littered on the ice.
Well, just like the game in Boston, this one ends in controversy. Only the controversy took place well before the overtime frame, where Drake Cajula had the puck, and Troy mentioned it. The referee still had his arm in the air. And as Cajula entered the Bruins zone, he fired from the top of the left circle. The shot beat Halak in regulation time. And the referee, Peter McDougal, washed out the goal, claiming that he had blown the whistle. But the teams went to overtime, and the Bruins prevail at 1:19 of overtime. 2-1 is the final score. And this has been a wacky kind of a game. Well, the Hawks do come out with a point. They now have 58. They were the only team in the Western Conference playing here tonight, so they do pick up a point on everybody. But truthfully, the way that they had played into the third period and that goal by Cajula should have been 2 points instead of one. But that's the way it is.